Each year for Holocaust Memorial Day, a theme is chosen in order to learn about the Holocaust and subsequent genocides, with the life stories of those who were murdered and those who survived at its heart, as well as the experience of resistors, rescuers, and witnesses. This year, our theme is the power of words. Words were written during the Holocaust and during subsequent genocides by people who wrote to survive or to record their experiences for the future. Some people found solace in the written word, such as diaries, poems, or letters, and used their writing to provide inner strength. Others wrote to record testimony and provide evidence for the future. Today, we'll hear inspirational testimony from those dedicated to sharing the memory with wider audiences, speakers and singers and performers who aim to use their words to make never again, not yet again. We've invited the leading notes to be representing the next generation to light a symbolic 6 candles to pay tribute to the 6 million who perished during the Holocaust. And we add to this tradition by lighting a 7th candle to be remembering victims of subsequent genocides in Cambodia, Rwanda, Bosnia, Darfur, and as a symbol of hope for a peaceful resolution to the ongoing mistreatment and genocide of the Rohingya people in Myanmar. These will be lit as we hear a song especially commissioned for this event. We have been very fortunate in Cambridge to have the renowned poet Michael Rosen as poet in residence at History Works. Michael has composed a poem in response to this year's theme, which he has called Summoning Up the Absentees, recalling the gaps in his life because family members were murdered in the Holocaust, recalling them in words so that their memory has not been wiped from his memory and from history. The composer, Kirsty Martin, has arranged Michael's poem for voices.